Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
In the first segment, we discussed Oswald Chambers' devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, one of the most popular religious books of all time, selling about 13 million copies. Oswald was born to Clarence and Hannah Chambers on July 24th, 1874, in Aberdeen, Scotland. The five Chambers children were all taught to pray at an early age. At the age of five, Oswald became so prolific in prayer that his mother and siblings would tiptoe up the stairs to sit quietly outside the bedroom door and listen to Oswald pray. At the age of 13, after hearing D.L. Moody preach, young Oswald gave himself to God. Oswald's talent was in art, and he also became accomplished at organ and piano. Though he attempted making art his profession, each attempt failed as his call to the ministry became apparent. Oswald fought God's call for many years. Then one night, he determined to settle the issue and went into what became hours of prayer. "Make thy way plain to me," was his cry. In the deep of the night, he heard an audible voice that spoke to him, "I want you in my service, but I can do without you." Oswald went on to study Hebrew and Greek, theology, and homiletics under Duncan MacGregor, who was disillusioned with the teaching of the day and developed his own style, based in academic discipline and practical experience. His goal was to produce men who would cry, "Give us souls or we die." Oswald Chambers became one of those men.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.